Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking and praying this week about humility, some of what it produces within us, some of how we obtain that, the benefits of living with humility, and the downside of, well, not having humility. And so today we're going to talk specifically and pray about a humility that brings wisdom. And we'll catch the flip side of this tomorrow with humility that comes from wisdom. But today we want to think specifically about humility that brings wisdom. Proverbs 11, verse 2 says, "When pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom." So the writer of Proverbs presents quite the contrast. Pride and living with an attitude of pride and that brings about disgrace. Now the difficulty is well, sometimes that takes a while to be evident. In fact, there are people that we know that are very much filled with pride and seem to be very successful, seem to do whatever they want, and everybody applauds them. And so many times we see that and decide we want to be like them. But what we don't see is the end. And God's word, God says he cannot be mocked, that every word of his is true. And so when we look at someone who is filled with pride and appears to have everything that we think we want, just know we're not seeing the whole picture. And there may be a couple things happening. It may be our perception, and jealousy makes us think someone else is proud, when in fact God is blessing them. It may just simply be that our time frame isn't complete. And the time comes when pride brings disgrace. But the part we really want to focus on today is that humility, on the other hand, brings wisdom. When we consider what that looks like, it's that idea that the more that we're willing to humble ourselves, the more we're willing to learn. One of the keys to gaining wisdom is to realize we need it. It's very rare that we're going to seek out something that we don't think we need. It's kind of like the guys, and I'm one of those, that rarely wants to stop and ask for directions. And some would say part of that is pride. But sometimes at the heart of it is we just don't think we need directions. I can figure it out. I know where I'm going. This is the scenic route. You know, all kinds of rationales that we give. But the bottom line is, we don't think we need it. And God says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, of knowledge. And recognizing that we need wisdom ought to lead us, as James says, to ask of God who gives generously without finding fault. You say humility says, I don't have everything I need. Humility says, I need help. Humility says, I don't know it all. And when we begin to live with a humility, especially in relationship with God, but also in relationship with one another, we begin to gain wisdom because we begin to learn. In a lot of ways, wisdom is the simple application of good knowledge. It's putting it into practice. And so humility puts us in a position to grow in wisdom because we're listening. We're listening to God's word. We're listening to God's spirit. We're listening to one another. We're listening with discernment. You know, it's not wisdom to listen to everything and believe it. There's a lot of things, not only in our day, in the days of Jesus, in the days of the Bible characters we read about, that were designed by men to lead others astray. And so wisdom is applying knowledge with discernment. And humility says, I need knowledge with discernment. Humility says that there's something in my life that needs improvement. And so when we consider God's word, we recognize that pride brings about disgrace, but humility brings about wisdom. It leaves us with this ought to be a clear-cut choice of what we choose to pursue and base our life on. And yet, it's often not as clear as we think it ought to be. The world creeps in. The people around us cheer us on. Our selfish desires, we've talked about that already this week, show up. And they demand that we get recognition. And oftentimes when our inner self begins demanding that we get recognition, we find ourselves, well, willing to do things that aren't right. Willing to do things that once found out bring disgrace. Stories abound of people in variety of types of leadership positions, from ministry to political leadership to business leadership, who became so proud and thought so much of themselves that they would get caught up in relationships that were inappropriate. They would get caught up in financial dealings that were inappropriate. They would get caught up in all kinds of things with the belief that I'll never get caught. I'm good enough, it doesn't matter. And story after story will end with disgrace. Because pride took over and led a person down a path that brought about their ruin. But when we approach life with humility and recognizing that we really are weak, we begin to use God's word to guard ourselves, to guard our heart, our mind, our thoughts, our actions, to guard our words. Humility says, I need that kind of help. I need to set parameters around how I deal with people and what's appropriate and what's inappropriate. Humility says, I'm not that strong. Humility says, I know that I can be tempted and I'm doing what I can by the help of God's Spirit to avoid that. Humility believes that God can and will and desires to protect us when we come to Him as our safe place, as our refuge. It's that sense of humility that brings wisdom. Because our actions become wise, we're willing to admit that we're not the strongest person in the world. In fact, we may join the Apostle Paul and say, out of all that exist, I'm the weakest, I'm the greatest of sinners, I give to the greatest temptations, and I need help. You see, living with humility brings wisdom, because we're willing to admit that we can't do life alone, and that left to our own desires, we fall. And so we live life, we humble ourselves, we seek God's help, and we grow in the wisdom that He generously offers. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love gives us what we need. Your love reminds us of how much need we actually have. It calls us to a life of humility, a life that views ourselves accurately in comparison to You and in comparison to one another. A life that admits our need. A life that rejects pride, of puffing ourselves up, of thinking we're untouchable. And Father, we pray that You would give us that wisdom that comes from humility. That we would realize that without You, we really are lost. That our need is great, and it's a need that we can't fulfill on our own. Our need for one another, our need for Your Word, our need for Your Spirit, our need for Your presence. And so, Father, help us to live with that humility that brings wisdom. A humility that seeks help, a humility that seeks knowledge from Your Word, a humility that seeks discernment. A humility that admits we don't have all the answers. And God, as we live with that humility, may our life be reflected in such a way that people see Jesus. And Father, as we look at those around us that display such humility, may we see them as strong. May we see them as wise. May we see them as discerning. May they be the examples that we not only look to and follow, but the examples that we lift up. Father, Your Word tells us that You oppose the proud, but You give grace to the humble. And Father, may that grace result in the wisdom that we need in order to live life. A wisdom that lifts up Jesus in every situation that we encounter. God, today, as You help us to live with greater humility, may we lift up Jesus, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.